This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me? A complete
for your eyes to see
an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it,
Brock. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Oftentimes, I will look at a statue and I'll say, eh. Maybe could have been a little bit better, but I've never seen one like this.
No.
In which the face looks absolutely nothing like the man they are trying to honor.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And the ladies.
Oh, I thought you were going down Malcolm Butler road.
Yeah, no. Okay. You might have checked in. I'm okay with that. 11 o'clock curfew. Hey, I'm in here, Coach. Coach Lee does his thing. Let me sneak out and head up to the next floor so I can spend the night with my lady.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights. I bought in. I did an 11.
A bill of goods.
Bill of goods.
Sorry. I knew what you were saying.
Bill of goods. Sold me a bill of goods.
I would say the founding fathers sold the bill of rights.
Okay, hot start.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I believe Shime was right. I think they nailed it.
Agree with you. Shime nailed it. It hit it right on the head.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Morning.
What up now? Wiggy, on the social medias, it looked like you were seated on the bench last night with the Boston Celtics. How was the game?
The game was spectacular. The seats were amazing. Appreciate it, Sully. Legends Club. I tell you what, I've been, you know, trying a lot of things, whether it's lotteries, whether it's parlays. If I hit... That's the gift to myself, courtside.
I thought you had said that if you ever became wealthy,
yes,
you were going to hire Denzel Washington to come and perform tricks for you at your home.
Well, my first purchase is courtside seats.
Okay, you're going courtside first. What about a yacht?
I don't really need a yacht.
Okay.
No,
I
can
just rent that.
No, I just hang out with somebody.
Did you get that Denzel idea from Tropic Thunder?
No, I actually...
Great obscure reference. Yes. Great movie, Curtis.
Oh, what a movie.
What do you mean,
you people?
Maybe, honestly, and it wasn't a starring role, could argue that it was Tom Cruise's greatest role.
What do you mean, you people?
Thunder.
Give me the key grip. Yeah.
You could say the same thing about Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Because it was spectacular, that role that he played in there. But no, Yeah, it's just like, and then having the ability, obviously the Legends Club is real cool, to go before and after the game. Yeah.
Were your feet on the hardwood?
They was on the hardwood.
Damn,
I
need to meet Sully. Can someone do the intro?
We really don't need any additional people that are looking for tickets.
Exactly.
You are starting off on your broadcasting career. I've been here for three years. I feel like it would be of value to you to create your own relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's kind of...
Because you just blocking our blessings.
So who met Sully first? Jermaine or yourself?
I mean, we met him at different times.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I've known Sully for a long, long, long time.
You block it. Hey, listen, don't be CB in our blessings.
But I would never.
I mean, how about my guy, P. Pritchard, last night?
P. Pritchard been balling, though.
Yeah.
He been balling. P. Pritch has, like, really, really been balling. He is.
Has he been balling?
Yeah, he is money balling. From behind a three-point line.
Yeah,
I think he was 8 of 12 or 8 of 13 from last night.
It's a really good basketball team.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm waiting for some other shoe to drop or something to happen. But in warmups, Kristaps Porzingis out there looking great. And
it was like a good game. But there was one point late in the game where the Celtics kind of started to put their foot on the gas a little bit. And Giannis had a great game. Dame Lillard had a great game. Tatum was off a little bit, and the Celtics were still running away with it.
Well, Brown kicked it into high gear in the second half. He had 21 of his 30 in the second. So, I mean, that's a guy, and we said this last season, when Tatum may be off, Jaylen can step into that role. So that's the best part about having the two Jays.
I know what, man. As for Tatum to be an absolute mega superstar, and I've said this before, I think, in my opinion, the best player in the NBA, he does not get a call. Giannis, you breathe on Giannis, and Giannis gets every call, and Giannis lowers his shoulder coming to the lane every time. Tatum goes to the lane, he does not get a call.
Yeah.
Does not get a call. But they're so talented, like you said, your boy P. Pritch, and he's been playing like that. If he adds that type of, you know, I mean, did he end up with a 30 piece last night or 28 piece?
Pete Pritch. No, not 30. Okay. 27 or 28.
Right. So if he gives you 15 off the bench, 12, I think he's averaging 12 off the bench. And I mean, they're going to be hard to beat. They're going to be hard to beat. So, like I said, if I can hit my parlay or my lottery or something, a slip and fall somewhere like a Walmart.
I don't want to talk about parlays this morning.
Oh,
how'd you do?
I just said I don't want to talk about it.
This is the problem with becoming rapidly addicted to something.
Shime, poor Shime, because he got all my text messages last night, and it was a roller coaster of emotions.
Well, this is
I was riding it with you.
We were advising you yesterday that don't listen to Wiggy.
Listen to me, girl.
The 9-leg, the 11-leg, the 12-leg is is fool's gold.
No, my 9-leg was spot on.
It is a naive person's game. You are never going to hit on a 9-leg parlay.
It should have hit yesterday.
It's like the... Curtis, wasn't it that the drug dealer, they would get you in on smoking weed so that eventually you'd be on the heroin?
Yeah, gateway drugs.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it was. It's a fool's game. You're just not going to win on those.
I should have won yesterday. The only thing that didn't hit, I had Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdowns and George Pickens 1 touchdown in the game.
Right.
Two Pickens touchdowns were called back.
Oh, yeah.
And that deep ball to him, he couldn't stay in bounds. Yeah. He was tiptoeing down the sidelines and ended up going out.
Like, it's unbelievable. It was like, that was the only thing on the list that I was so sure of. And then it was the first touchdown of the game that got called back. And I text Shime, I'm like, I already just nailed two. Mm-hmm. I just hit two of these.
Right. And touchdown's usually the hottest one.
Yeah, Neighbors was my biggest fear. And then he got plenty in the second half. It just
keep smoking that crack.
I'm going to. Friday I'll be back.
Yep.
To bet for Sunday.
You will hit it. It comes.
Maybe I'll bet Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do a same game?
Thursday's going to be good. Texans-Jets.
Yeah, I might do that.
Actually, there's a big squash match at noon in Taiwan that you can bet today, Courtney. So get all over that.
You're going to get in on that?
All over that. It sounds like you have a real problem.
Well, no, I'm depositing $50 a month,
And so I've got $35 left in the bank to use. And so I'm going to try to maybe double that on Thursday.
A $30 parlay Thursday. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on a Tie Tuesday here on WEEI. And that includes our leads coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. And then at 7, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely talk about what Bill Bitterchek said about the value that Elliot Wolf is getting out on the trade market. So that will be something that we can talk about together coming up at 7 on this morning show.
I can't wait to get into this one. Oh, man.
What, the trade stuff? And the
The
Well,
whole...
supposedly, if you believe around the league, quote unquote, they are suggesting that the Patriots are trying to move not one, but two more veteran players. Mm-hmm. So the offloading has begun with the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. So, but we will get to that, and maybe perhaps somebody has that as a lead.
I would just say, if I'm Bill Belichick, I don't mock trades between the Patriots and the Chiefs. I'll just leave it at that for this time being. I mean, oh my God! You guys think I'm petty? I am in the like.
You are petty.
I am
when it comes.
No,
to Bill,
oh my God, Greg! You almost like fell out of your chair yesterday over this.
Curtis, stop!
You lose your
control of your faculties when anybody disagrees with you on any topic, but in this particular case, on Bill Belichick, dare I attempt to turn your furious anger into something that somebody might chuckle at, you lose absolute, complete control.
I've never been happier.
Let's call a spade a spade. Don't try to do the flip and the pivot on me.
I'm not doing anything.
Here for a long time.
What if I got worked up?
Curtis, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Okay.
All right,
was a great pivot.
I would just like to present the last conversation to the jury.
Let me tell you, you refuse the discussion that I started yesterday was about Jerod Mayo. It had absolutely nothing to do with Bill Belichick.
Right, and last week when they lost, it was, do you think they made a mistake?
Correct. Last week there were lots of things that are happening all around us, but that's not what I was talking about yesterday.
Well, I think it's chilly outside.
You immediately decided that you felt the need to dunk on Bill Belichick.
Right, like over the summer we were dunking on Mayo for virtual reps. It's part of the show. It's fun.
I mean, listen, I think the entire audience is well aware of your complete disdain and perhaps even hate for Bill Belichick.
I mean, I am contemplating getting Trader Bill shirts made. Maybe, I don't know. I am out of my mind. I do get full of hate, but no, I don't think I would ever do that.
I mean, on that topic also, I just don't understand how somebody who has a longtime friendship with their jiu-jitsu trainer is suddenly impregnated by the person. I thought we were told it was just a BFF type scenario. Okay,
you guys always say to me, like, show me the hottest woman in the world and I'll show you a guy that's sick of having sex with her.
Correct.
Guess it works both ways. I mean, the fact that somebody could be married to that beautiful human of a being and Tom Brady and pick a jiu-jitsu instructor over
jiu-jitsu
and now be having a baby with him. I mean, and then the reports today, she's like, you know, oh, I told Tom before the media found out, blah, blah, blah. Still, and even worse, when the pictures first came out and Wiggy was spot on, the photos first came out of them on vacation, she, the jiu-jitsu guy, and then the children, everybody was saying, she was like, I'm not dating. He is a family friend. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't introduce a new boyfriend to my children and go on vacation.
That is an issue right there. Is that immediately she had the kids around that home wrecker.
I mean, not
handled in the most classy manner, I don't believe, by Giselle Bundchen, who is with child. So
there's things that you, when you want to build a healthy relationship, there's one thing you never have. And that is a male or female instructor in any type of fitness world if you are of the opposite sex.
That leads to cheating?
All day long.
100%.
100%.
Really? Okay.
100%.
Why do you think it's Trainer Dan?
It's like when I talk. Exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
If it was Trainer Danielle.
Oh, be a real problem.
Oh, well, yeah, that.
You might. Trainer Dan's married, though.
So what? You think it starts out in the beginning as like, oh, yo, I'm just trying to get him right. Next thing you know, complaining about home life, whatever.
I mean, I will say this. When he was putting the recovery boots on me on Friday afternoon, I did get a little tingle.
Did you call him your soulmate?
Zipping up the inner thigh leg and maybe a little brush by.
For me, at my age, Curtis, it's about medical care. That's what turns me on. Like, if somebody is able to care for me as I get older and more sickly or in a physical way, I am. That's an extreme.
Your love language is medical care and Van Leeuwen ice cream.
Also, yes, credit to modern medicine. Giselle's 44, so I mean.
Well, I mean,
what does that mean?
No, pregnant. I mean, you could get pregnant later in life.
Well, she probably preserved those.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Modern medicine.
Oh, right.
That wasn't always a thing that women could do.
I'm trying to help you couples out there.
How about the diabolical Giselle walking around for all the pops, crying and blaming Tom for weeks?
Yeah, it's evil.
I mean, that legitimately.
It's evil.
Yeah, that's.
And if nobody likes to go back, but if you think about it, if he had never met her, the Beatles would most likely still be together.
Could be
true.
He would have never. I told you. He would have never left here. He would have never contemplated retirement.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't stand the weather around here. She couldn't stand the traffic. She couldn't stand the mass holes, whatever it was. And if it weren't for her, things would have been a lot different. So, all right. Well, anyway. A lot to get to. That includes the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And America has voted. And we apparently have a new favorite side dish. And by the way, this is Shime will be ecstatic about this. It means that he never ever has to prepare a dish that he is not so great at preparing ever again. So we will get to that during the news. Ty Law at 9 on this morning show, and the actress and activist Eliza Dushku on this show this morning at 9:20, and she is advocating for you to vote yes on question 4 here in Massachusetts, which would allow you to shroom the day and night away if that were to pass.
I'm for it.
Here
shroom
in the
it
Commonwealth.
Up.
So, all of that on this morning show right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics took down the Bucks 119-108, and it was a Peyton Pritchard night, going off for 28 points and nailing 8 of his 12 three-pointers to tie the franchise record for threes off the bench. Joe Mazzulla talked about how important that bench is to this team.
It's not trying to find one. We have it. The second unit is the whole bench. We're not trying to find it. To me, we make it very clear from the beginning of the season how important those group of guys are. And it's going to look different every night. And it's a credit to them because they stay ready. And it's a credit to the staff for getting them ready. So it's not about finding it. It's like that group of like the Nimi, the Jordan, the Luke, the X. As you saw, we sent X to the table. They changed their sub pattern. We brought Luke to the table or vice versa. And so it's just a credit to them. They have a humility and a professionalism to always be ready, and we're just always going to do what makes sense at that particular time.
Chess, Curtis. Joe Mazzulla is playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. He is dictating the sub pattern when it comes to the opponent.
Let me tell you, if instead of Coach Waltz, they chose Coach Mazzulla, I'd be all in on the Harris ticket.
Yeah. And great. That means that I do not have to have Subway for lunch because I am not a fan of Subway and their fake tuna fish.
Do you know if you named your last name Subway, you could get subs for life?
Oh, yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Somebody should do that as a lead.
All right. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Peyton now leads the NBA in points and three-pointers off the bench. Jaylen Brown led the way with 30 points to get the Seas to 4-0 on the season. Monday Night Football saw Steelers win over the Giants 26-18 the final, with Russell Wilson completing 20 of 28 passes for 278 yards and a touchdown. The Dodgers continue to roll in the World Series. They took down the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3 in the Bronx. They've won all three of those games. And the Bruins are in action tonight. They take on the Flyers at the Garden, puck drop at 7 p.m. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online, ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Sorry about the parlay.
It's all right. It's okay.
You only lose if you stop betting.
Yep, that's true.
35 degrees right now in Boston, afternoon high of 56.